In Brantford Brant, you can access 60% of all manufacturing establishments in North America, over 130 million customers, and 10 of the top 12 U.S. industrial markets, all within one-day trucking access. The Honda Goldwing features integrated support for Android Auto, allowing access to some of the core features of your Android smartphone using a familiar interface and Google Assistant's voice recognition technology. It is important to keep your attention on the road while operating any of Goldwing's features. Be sure to get familiar with Android Auto's interface while stationary before enjoying it on the road. A true community initiative led by First Nations people, this hotel is built and run on a beautiful freshwater island of spiritual significance to First Nations people. The unit was organized by co-workers and best friends Autumn and Jennifer.
It has the roots of the First Nations people.
They worked with the UFCW to get unionized and bargained a collective agreement that preserved the hotel's authenticity and improved conditions for their co-workers. This community health center in downtown Toronto uses an innovative model of healthcare aimed at keeping people well and demonstrates how equity and inclusiveness creates a healthy workplace for UFCW members and their clients. Studies suggest that the increased viscosity and firm adherence to the nasal mucosa result in less secalcinide runoff down the back of the throat into the esophagus, as well as enhanced uptake and rapid diffusion of secalcinide into the nasal mucosa, where it is rapidly converted into its active metabolite, desiclesinide. In fact, studies show that desiclesinide concentrations peak as early as 30 minutes after administration. We live on a blue planet. 70% of the Earth's surface is covered by water, but only 3% of all the water on Earth is fresh. Much of it is trapped in ice and glaciers, leaving only a fraction, 1%, for human use. Water isn't limitless. It's continuously recycled from oceans and the land surface, into the atmosphere as evaporation, dropped on the land as precipitation, and taken back to the sea by rivers and groundwater. We don't have any more water on Earth today than we did millions of years ago.